JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we'll highlight the Jamaica Civil Service Association's outreach project. Stay with us for this and more in today's edition. The 2013 Civil Service Week Steering Committee recently handed over gifts of books, clothing, personal care products, and toys to the residents of the Jamaica National Children's Home in St. Andrew. The donation represented contributions from various government ministries, departments, and agencies, whose members contributed some 40 boxes of items. Food for the Poor donated approximately 40 boxes of books.
And so the clothing and the toys, especially the book, we have a library, so it will go a far, far way for us. Based on the boxes written toys, there are plenty of toys as well. And we are extremely grateful.
Deputy Director of Child Care at the Home, Reverend Bernice Eva Cox-Williams. Director of Production, Jamaica Information Service, and 2013 Civil Servant of the Year, Enthros Campbell, commended members of the committee and the wider public sector on the gesture extended to the home.
I don't know where the team finds time to do all the work they do. You see, all the gifts that have been placed here, they have to be coordinating between all the different ministries, agencies, and departments to get all these boxes and boxes of gifts. And I just want to commend them because we're happy that we're able to give these gifts.
The home will also be receiving an industrial washing machine at a later date. It will be purchased with the proceeds generated from a recent charity brunch hosted under the patronage of Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna.
Emergency, too much carnage on the road.
Look at that man walking in the middle of the road with the headphones on. He might idiot or
what? What he might listen to all, me can't hear it for a writer.
He might even hear the man blowing car horn, you know. He might go get licked.
George, watch out!
Oh gosh, I dead him dead, you know.
Look how the youth lose him life to carelessness.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica with world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030, Jamaica's first long-term development plan to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the community notice board, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, invites you to the St. Andrew leg of a series of open days on Friday, December 6th at 197 Old Hope Road, starting at 10 a.m. under the theme, Grow What You Eat, Eat What You Grow. And you've been treated to several glimpses into Jamaican history and culture. Now you have a chance to share. To contribute to Glimpses of Jamaica, email tidbits on Jamaican culture, fond memories about growing up in Jamaica, or little known facts about your community to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's where we end today's journey roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, our studio engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until our next trip, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.